Deep in the Aleutians is a small cave littered with bits of wood, rotting grasses, old fox droppings, and pieces of bone. It looks completely unremarkable, unless you're an archaeologist.
Oh my god. This is do you know what this is?
What?
It's a baby cradle part. This is the bottom piece, and the supports that go up the back and out the front this way. This is where they peg in, and this is that bottom right here. So the little baby's fanny is going to sit about right here.
Alaskan archaeologist Allison McLean explores the debris-like artifacts with U.S. Fish and Wildlife archaeologist Deborah Corbett. They're examining an Aleut burial site with objects dating between 1,000 and 200 years ago. Most of the bodies, tools, grass mats, and other sexy artifacts were taken in the 1930s by a group led by Smithsonian archaeologist Alice Herlishka.
Basically, they did a fine scientific job of plundering an irreplaceable cemetery.
Corbett explains that in just 2 days, they boxed up the remains from 194 bodies, including 72 mummies, and all of the sewing kits, hunting tools, knives, and objects of everyday life that accompanied them. But the archaeologists did not record many notes about where the objects were located in relationship to each other. Corbett says, out of context, it's harder to tell what it all meant.
It's like taking a book and cutting out all the pictures in the book, and then looking at the pictures and trying to understand what that book is telling you. You've got the cool stuff, but you don't really have the story that goes with those pictures.
Over the past few years, McLean has been working with Unangan colleagues to try to recreate that story and repatriate the knowledge of the Unangan peoples. She says much can be learned from something as simple as a sewing kit with dyed sinew and guts.
And it's just an incredible story about this woman's skill, the sewing skill that makes waterproof seams, that creates garments that not only are aesthetically astoundingly beautiful, but keep people alive on the open ocean.
But she's only just beginning her research. It's hard to access Smithsonian collections when based in Anchorage. Because of the limited research, the only things that archaeologists know for certain about the people of the Islands of the Four Mountains are that, unlike other peoples in the region, they hunted whales and they mummified their dead.
Reports from the Russians, reports from other anthropologists, reports by the Aleuts indicate that the people in the Islands of the Four Mountains were somehow different than those on Umnak and Unalaska. And different is always a little dangerous, a little scary, and Unalaskans and Umnak Aleuts enlisted Russian help to put an end to that danger.
Corbett says she thinks that the Four Mountains tribe was different because of the geology of the islands they lived on. The small, steep volcanoes didn't have much shallow water near them, so it was harder to catch fish. Instead, the people developed strong kayaks and hunted whales. Evidence of this lies in the wooden kayak parts and whale bones scattered in the ancient burial sites. But McLean says, at this point, the sites themselves won't tell us anything more.
The few pieces that we saw there are all incredibly represented in museum collections. There's no reason to go back and conduct any sort of scientific investigation of these places. We know what's come out of them.
And Corbett says now, thanks to this trip, they know what hasn't come out of them.
There does not seem to be a lot of visitation or a lot of damage, recent damage to those caves, which is very encouraging. And gives us hope that the isolation and the difficulty of access will continue to protect those sites.
And to protect the sacred burials of the Aleut dead. In the Aleutians, I'm Ann Hillman.